Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Calling an audible. Apparently Kevin Meyer is on vacation somewhere. So that's cool. We know how to handle it.
Show you right.
Radio professionals. Look it up. Eric Strickland, Hall of Famer, still hanging with us. Austin Orman, Jay Foreman is going to call here in a bit, and we will talk to him as well. Lots to talk about. Of course, the schedule is probably the lead, but let's go through that with Jay. Strick, couple of things about last night's Denver-Miami game. Depth. No team wants to rely on injury as the excuse, but not having two of your better players in an NBA Finals affects the team. Doesn't matter what team it is.
Facts.
And not having Hero and company there. I mean, Bam did his thing, but two of your top seven players are out. And it showed last night. We always call it commitment to execution, that Miami's front eight match up well with Denver's. But over the course of 48 minutes – a run is the difference. And then your ability. You get a run, they get a run, then the winner gets their final run. Miami, when it was their turn to get their run, they didn't have the jets. They didn't have the fuel. What happens in game three to you that was different than game two?
I think for me, one of the things is they came to a realization that they knew they wanted or needed to minimize, stop, or slow down Jokic's ability to be able to distribute and find other guys. More so to the point where it's been situations where you would say in Shaq, we're going to let Shaq do what Shaq do. Shaq can have 40 tonight. We don't care. But we're not letting Kobe or we're not letting any of them other guys,
Rick Fish.
Fox, right. Fish, any of them, have any types of night where they're getting great looks. We're going to just shut them. Shaq, have the best night of your life.
Yeah.
We're going to foul you.
Yeah.
And we're going to throw multiple guys at you. So it's one of those things where they just basically say, Jokic, have a night, but we're not going to allow everybody else or anybody else to do something. The adjustment they made was we're going back to John Stockton Malone type of material, and we're going with our two best guys, pick and roll, have at it. What you going to do about it? And they weren't able to based on now. So they come in not having a full-strength team. They make adjustments based on the haps that they're going to have who they're going to have. Now you have to readjust to that situation, and now your rotations change, and so there's a little throw-off. And Denver just happened to have a better suited combination that works better than what Miami's was working.
I don't think Denver even – had on the books a two triple
doubles. Negative.
Right? You can't plan that. So it's just your night.
Mm-hmm. There have been before last night, there were six players in NBA history with a 30-point triple double in the finals. Yeah. After last night, there were eight.
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought it's just your night.
But they had to, DP. But they could not let it go.
But don't you want to bet and rely? Say, okay, do that again.
you know Sapolstra's going to make adjustments. He's just that good of a coach.
Yeah.
But is he going to overcorrect? That's what's going to be the key.
That's my worry. Let's bring in the other Husker Hall of Famer, Jay Foreman. What's up, big man?
Not much, man. Down here in the CLT. I heard you guys listening. You guys obviously talk about the game last night. You know, I've been really surprised about Jimmy Butler. I think sometimes, and Jimmy Butler's been really big in majority of times he's been in the playoffs. But I think sometimes when you start to get anointed as the playoff killer, you start to believe it. And to be frank, Jimmy Butler hasn't looked very good all. I mean, it looked up to par. Like, he hasn't been able to raise his game to, like, what Jokic and Murray did, right? And so, you know, that's the difference. Now, is it all on Jimmy Butler's shoulders? No. But Jimmy Butler raising his game to the level of those two brings everybody else up to a level just by him producing that. And that's what the difference was in that game. It affects the way they play defense. It affects the way Jimmy Butler plays defense. It affects the way, quite frankly, that Spoelstra is a, you know, can coach and game plan around it. And they're waiting for a 2 or 3 game ripper to where Jimmy Butler plays up to the standard. And then when that happens, then really, to be honest with you, the whole, like, series, if you get it back under control, because I think this could be over really quickly if they don't, could be a totally different series. And so, you know, it really falls on Jimmy Butler and to some magnitude, but ultimately it's got to be to where he steps his play up, Bam continues to play, Spoelstra is able to do what he likes to do best. That's come with, you know, a matchup zone, a 2-3 zone, and pull it out at odd times, or come with a different type of offensive flow or combination and ride that on to the finish line. But the bell cow has not been, you know, belling, as they like to say, to magnitude enough to where it's effective and allowing Miami to beat Miami. They look like Miami team that's overextending themselves as far as effort and looked like how they ended up being, you know, in the play-in game. Now, they've been tough and all that other stuff, but to be down in the NBA Finals, and Denver's a great offensive team, to where you knew the game was over, down 16, 17 points, it looked a little bit like game one. And I wonder if they overexerted themselves so much to win a game that affected them, even though they were at home.
Jay, let me do this properly. Jay Foreman on the VIP line, brought to you by Aloe Fiber, where we understand the importance of exceptional service with local heart. Exceptional service and local heart can provide a nice segue for some guests. If you have a better idea, let's do this. I want you to understand it's Aloe Fiber for Lincoln. So, Jay Foreman, first of all, how is Charlotte?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Busy. People out down here don't know how to drive. But it's
all that's the thing. I don't even have to guess that about Charlotte. Like, I know that that's a thing that happens, right? Okay.
Yeah. City.
Yeah, I want to say this. We got the 2024 and 2025 Nebraska schedules. We have the Big Ten schedule, but we're locking on a Nebraska's. What's the first thing that jumps out to you? 2024. What does that schedule look like? What does it say to you, Jay Foreman?
Well, I mean, I think they have to be unique, you know, away games. I think it's Penn State and UCLA. So that's, you know, obviously that's, you know, I guess from a fan perspective, those are, you know, historic places to go and you know, obviously, you know, watch a game or obviously see Nebraska play. A little bit of, you know, I guess reprieve, but, you know, well, you know, I think Nebraska's schedule, you know, to be honest with you, is just totally predicated on how they play and how they show up and get busy. I mean, if they play well or if they improve and they start to develop and, you know, things start to go right, nobody on that schedule besides Ohio State and Michigan, Nebraska needs to be losing sleep at night. Now, what I mean by that is like you're getting off the bus and being able to compete. Now, you know, I've heard some people that, you know, like, you know, at our station, you know, saying that, you know, oh, there's no talent. And then, you know, that's the East. Like, we've heard that for 3 or 4 years, just one coach talking about another coach. Now, you know, saying that at the end of the day, there's talent to win, to be, you know, have your head and shoulders above water year in and year out. Now, you got to work towards that and be consistent. That's how you can get those magical years. And that's how you can make a run like Iowa did when they made the Rose Bowl and stuff like that, Michigan State, you so on. And, you know, I like it. I don't think it's, you know, I don't think Nebraska, I don't think it's a thing that, you know, Nebraska's getting the, you know, the short end of the stick, where I felt like the first 5 or 6 years into the Big Ten, I think the schedule makers definitely, you know, welcomed Nebraska to the Big Ten, you know, maybe getting over some of the beatdowns that some of the, you know, Big Ten teams faced or were a part of when Nebraska obviously was really rolling. So, you know, I think it's exciting for the fans, but ultimately it's funny, you release 24 and 25, we're talking about it, and we're less than 100 days away before we play Minnesota in 2023. But you have to talk about it, but ultimately, you know, the main focus needs to be on 2023. And 24 starts to look a lot better and appealing as far as putting, trips and packages together if 2023 is somewhat of a success.
I'm going to ask both Jay and Strick this thing. We just shared the news that 93.7 The Ticket is partnering with the Husker Extra for the Big Red Brunch. New season, new coach, new venue, new opportunities. Eighth season, first season in this partnership. Jay, what comes to mind? Then I'll ask Strick. Jay, what comes to mind when you think about the Big Red Extra, the golf event, and the event itself?
Oh, man, that's cool, man. I mean, I think anytime you can step up and kind of, I wouldn't say snatch an opportunity away, but I think you earn an opportunity away. Obviously, with building the station and the credibility, you know, you got to have to, yourself and Rebecca and everybody that's, you know, walking through the doors of 93.7 Ticket. But also, I think it's a really good atmosphere to possibly go along with some of the other things that we're doing, obviously totally different projects. To get you a little, get you some, you know, more intimate, you know, Q&A, get to know the coaches on a maybe a more personable level, you know, see how they walk, see how, you know, when they're watching them on TV, you're only seeing them from like neck up, and then generally they only show coaches' expressions when it's really some coaches and players into a more relaxed environment. I think you can get to know them, and then ultimately that's a good way to grow your program and both within the state lines, but then also a lot of that stuff will be on, you know, different social networks and stuff. So I think it's a great thing. The good events are fun. You know, me and Strick, I were able to do the junior achievement event out there, man. I told Strick and Jake and Amon, that was one of the funnest times I ever had on the course in those type of events, just because I've been to in so many of those where it's like work. It's not fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, where, you know, sometimes the people that you're with don't make it fun. You know, Strick, sometimes they just take themselves either too serious or just, you know, it's just not a good, you know, combination. So, you know, all that stuff, you know, with what you guys have said before is, I think it's awesome. And I think it's obviously, step in the right direction and nothing but positive.
I mean, again, for me, it's like when you just look at just the tremendous work that DP and the leadership and everyone is doing here at 93.7 The Ticket, those behind the scenes, those in front of the scenes, those working with partnerships and relationships that sometimes we don't see until they pop up. but it's beautiful because you know that it's trending and it's going in the right direction. And I have to just echo what Jay is saying. I think it's awesome. It's not something that was given. It was actually earned. I mean, it's coming in and it's showing that you've created relevancy. You've created a voice. You've been able to shout from the rooftops and from the mountaintops just that you're here. You've arrived, and you're not going anywhere. And so
right.
People are starting to take notice, and it was well earned, well deserved. And I'm looking forward to just the opportunity because I do think it's an opportunity for the community, for those to hear, to get close, to be able to bump shoulders, rub shoulders with those, to hear what those what individuals would have to say and get to know people just at a different level. And I think that that's going to be provided by what 93.7 The Ticket is doing.
Yeah, I'm digging the opportunities. I'm digging the relationships. I'm digging the family. I'm digging the community. Like, that's why we're trying to help, and whatever way we can add to, that's what we're going to do. Jay, sit tight, bro. We're going to throw the break. We'll come back, get a little bit more in this schedule, because I'm not sure I'm feeling balanced about this schedule, but I want to talk to you about it, Jay. We will do that. Strick, appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir, man.
Love what you do. Austin Orman, let's bring it back. We'll be right back to old school.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.